Hello there, BGI. Welcome to another school podcast with our very special guest, Mr. Daniel.
Hello, how are you?
Good.
Good. Excellent. Good. It's a pleasure having you up on in my room with some amazing views of Bedfordshire, isn't it?
Yes.
Lovely out here. Yeah, and a special day as well.
First question, are you enjoying the new school site?
The new school site is amazing. The views, the landscape, the fact we're in a rural community here. We see wildlife coming past us. I've seen kites and deer and muntjac. And it's got plenty of space for the pupils as well, which is really nice because I felt as if pupils now have got the opportunity to run around without being confined into small playgrounds. So I think pupils are really enjoying their different spaces and having specialist rooms. I just felt the whole mood of the school has changed. I think pupils are happier. I think the staff are happier. Parents are happier because they've got parking as well. So the whole community has just had a massive uplift since we moved into this amazing new site. So the facilities here, I think pupils are enjoying as well. So just me to have an aim of moving from two very old sites and making sure the pupils really benefit in the future for having amazing school with amazing facilities and being excited about coming into school and knowing that every term we're looking to put new facilities in. You're probably aware already, I've got a project for paddle courts, for paddle tennis. That's due to start next month, which is an indoor arena. We've got plans for a wellbeing building here. We've got plans for golf simulators, e-sports room. So there's always something exciting. So everybody thinks I may have finished the project, but I think we're about halfway through. I've still got a swimming pool to build for the school as well. So that's something to look forward to.
Amazing. What's your favourite thing about being the head of BGI?
The pupils. I always say that. I think we're very, very lucky. You probably know that I've been here for 38 years, which is very long, probably as long as your parents have been born. I'm just very lucky because the reason I stay is because the pupils are amazing.
So another question is, would you consider making or preparing a little room where the juniors can just relax and read books at break time or lunch break?
I mean, we have the library, and I know that's restricted to a certain number, isn't it? That's the problem with the librarian. But we do have these stairways, and I'm a big believer. I don't think everybody wants to be in the same place as. So you have people who want to play on the all weather. You have people who want to be in the wellbeing areas. But also, I have no problem at all. People are sitting on the auditorium stairways where people can get hold of a book and read if that's what they wish to do so. It's because different pupils feel more comfortable in different positions and different parts of the school.
In the event of a zombie apocalypse.
A zombie apocalypse.
Yeah. What would your reaction be? If we were to be raided by zombies?
Right. I mean, that's an interesting question because I never really thought about it. What would my reaction be? I'd probably just run as quickly as possible away. I can't see me staying anywhere near here. It's a hypothetical question. Are you into zombies yourself then?
No, not really.
Not really. But let's hope they don't last for very long if they came anywhere near Bedfordshire, put it that way.
Okay. And do you have any questions for us?
I think the most important aspect of the school is pupil voice, all right? So you are very important people.
Yes.
And I want to know always what pupils feel about BGI and if there's anything that we need to do to improve the school. So my question is, what can the senior leadership of the school do, the more than we've done already, to make sure it's an even better place to be?
Ooh. That's a really good question. I mean, we've got plenty of facilities.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Are you happy with everything we do?
Yeah.
Do you feel as if you're treated well by people?
Yeah.
Well, that's really good to know. And do you think that's the same for pupils of all year group? Because I think because you're so young, you're more enthusiastic, as you know. When you've got a brother, he's not as enthusiastic probably as you are because he's a bit older.
Nowhere near.
Yeah, exactly. So do you think that the senior pupils here feel the same way and as equally as happy as the younger ones?
Well, I mean, older people have older interests. No, that didn't go very well.
Yeah.
But
You feel as if they're happy around the school?
Yeah.
That's good. And do you feel safe? That's the other thing. Do you feel as if you're in a safe environment?
Yeah, because we're very protected by teachers and friends. So it's a very safe place here at BGI.
Yeah, because the whole school, including toilet areas, corridors, it was all designed for you to feel as if you're safe the whole time, and the fact that everywhere is monitored so well. And that's what we hope you are. And I can see from our position here, we can look down at the amphitheatre, and sometimes I can see about 200 pupils down there, and being able to monitor again to make sure that everybody's safe. So, yeah, well, thank you for your questions. Hopefully that was a useful podcast for everybody.
Yeah.
And if you want to come back again, please do so.
And now we have Miss Glennon.
Thank you so much to Angelo and Arthur for your warm welcome. Yes, my name's Miss Glennon. I am the Year 2 teacher at BGI and I work in the junior school.
You know, I've got a really bad joke for you, Miss Glennon. You ready?
Always.
What did the drummer call his twins?
I've got no idea, Arthur. What did they call him?
A one and a two.
Anyway, how long have you been teaching, Miss Glennon?
Oh my goodness. So I have been teaching here, this is my 8th year, so yeah, 8 years now.
Wow. Yeah, that's... I remember you taught me for a couple of years, didn't you, Miss Glennon?
I did, yeah. I taught you 2 years in a row. You lucky boy.
So, Miss Glennon, how do you contribute at BGI?
Well, what a question. So I teach Year 2. So I'm a full-time teacher for them. So I'm with them all the time, which is fantastic. Also, I run a mini rugby club after school on a Thursday. So I've been doing that ever since I've been here, which is great. And obviously, as you know, I'm a massive rugby fan, so that's really good. Also, I run the junior school council. So I've been doing that since I've been here. And we've done loads of things in the past. We did a colour run. We've done big nights in. We've done lots of charity events, blah, blah, blah. And yeah, just helping out, really, doing my bit for the school.
Well, I think BGI wouldn't be the same without you, then.
Oh, that's right. Very kind of you. Thank you.
And Miss Glennon, what are your thoughts on the new site?
Well, it's fantastic. I mean, look at the size of the place now compared to where we were. I mean, what great facilities that we're starting to build up around the school. I mean, the 3G pitches have been a fantastic addition to the school. We've got a great big sports hall now, which is fantastic. The theatre room, I think, is an absolute showstopper.
Yeah.
Being able to kind of host events in there, which has been incredible. We did a big night in there. It was like a cinema room night, so that was really fun. And the flexible teaching areas are great. The interactive whiteboards are really good.
Yeah.
Obviously, we've got all the, as you two know, all the drumming rooms and all the little music rooms, so where you can hide away and get playing the drums. But yeah, loads of really great space now.
What year do you teach? And if you could choose to teach a different year, which one would it be?
It's a really good question, actually. So I currently teach Year 2, so I teach I teach 6 and 7-year-olds, which is really great. But I think if I was to change, I would probably go up to Year 4. I really like that kind of Year 4, maybe Year 5 at a push. I really like the curriculum in Year 4. When I was training to be a teacher, I worked in Year 3 and 4, which was really good. Maybe, who knows, Year 4 would be a good one. Okay, so I'd actually like to ask you two a question, if that's okay.
Okay, yeah, go on then.
If you could be any animal, what would you be and why?
Go on, Angela.
So, I think I would be like a panther, something like that. What about you, Arthur?
I would probably be a parrot, if I could, because...
Okay, why a parrot?
Well... I feel like they're colourful and bright creatures.
Yeah,
they're,
okay, nice.
I could learn human language.
Well, they speak, don't they, parrots?
Yeah.
So, is that your parrot impression?
Yeah, that's my parrot impression.
It's great. It's really good. So, have you got a panther impression? Or can you tell me why you'd like to be a panther?
The reason I want to be a panther is because I just generally like them. They're just... And I think I mostly like them because they live in the jungle too.
Fantastic. Great. I think they're really good answers, actually. So a panther and a parrot. Great. Cool.
And I have a couple more questions for you. Would you be interviewed by us again?
Absolutely. Of course I would.
Well, I'm afraid that's all we've got time for today.
So, I just want to say, if that's okay, that this is great. What you two have set up in such a short space of time. I mean, professionals already. Really good. So well done to both of you. It's really cool.
Hello, I am Mrs. Brewer and I'm the safeguarding lead and the junior school lead.
So, Miss Brewer, we have a couple of quick questions for you.
Okay.
Now, what do you kind of do at BGI? So tell me more about what you do as a lead of juniors.
Okay, so I am the assistant head teacher as well. I make sure that the behaviour of the children is tickety-boo in the juniors, which we always are. I also teach cooking and nutrition. So we have lots of fun in those lessons and cook lots of interesting dishes.
Me and Arthur have been taught by you. We've done like Harry Potter themed stuff with the literacy.
Absolutely.
And
what was your favourite dish?
The sausage roll. The
basilisk.
Basilisk sausage roll. Probably the stuffed peppers I did with you.
Oh, was
they
that,
were nice.
That was the year before, wasn't it? Yeah, lovely.
I haven't done food tech yet.
No, not your rotation.
What's your favourite class and your favourite student that you've ever taught?
Okay, so my favourite class is, well, to teach, it was either be food or art, because I like to teach some art as well.
Oh, yeah.
My favourite student, that's really difficult because I like all my students and it's very difficult to choose.
But like a student, like, ever had a student that kind of stands out in the classes that you have now, maybe? Yeah.
I don't think at the moment. I did teach once upon a time a young man called Urban Judge at another school, and he has gone on to become a radio presenter.
Really?
So that's quite nice, yeah.
I think me and Alf have already started that.
Yeah, well, I'll have to introduce you two to him, won't I?
What radio does he do?
He presents a children's radio in Bedford.
Really?
Yeah. A teen radio.
So, like, just talks to children or teachers?
Yeah, he goes around, he interviews people, he runs the radio station. So I could ask him to come in and meet you.
Oh, we'll think about it. Arthur, I think we have, like, two more questions. Is there anything you'd like to ask us?
Yes, let me think. What is your favourite lesson at school, but don't say mine?
Mine's gonna have to be either drama or English.
Good.
Oh, drama's a good one. I'm probably going to go drama.
Okay.
And probably either English or maths.
Okay. A very tricky question.
Yeah.
What is your worst lesson?
This is not tricky at all. Maths. I absolutely hate maths. Well, sometimes maths lessons can be fun, but not always.
I personally love maths.
Fabulous.
It would probably be... Oh, I don't know.
It's tricky, isn't it?
It's a good question.
Which one do you least like going to and having to sit through?
Probably... I enjoy the lesson itself, but we have people in our class that kind of ruin it, so it'd probably be science.
Oh, okay, interesting.
So I think that's all we have with you, and we'll go to the next person.
Thank you very much.
Okay, I'm Miss Morris. I love science and I teach science at the school. At the moment, I teach the lovely year fives and sixes.
Yes. Okay. So if you had to choose, what is your favourite year to teach science?
Well, I do actually really enjoy teaching the year five and sixes because I don't have to worry about any exams. I can just get in the classroom and teach science. We can do stuff. We can investigate whatever we want.
That's interesting.
Now, when somebody messes up some science equipment, what's your reaction to that?
If they are being sensible in their behaviour, nothing. I make sure they're safe, first of all, if it's a broken glass or anything, or chemicals. But actually, a lot of the way that we learn is by making mistakes. So if we've been sensible, we make a mistake and spill something, it's fine. We clear it up, we learn, we carry on.
When you teach us, you have absolutely no water bottles on the table policy because in your perspective, you think that it could be chemicals. Can you tell us more about that?
Okay, so I'm used to working in a lab where is absolutely no eating or drinking because you are potentially handling dangerous chemicals. And if you were to put something towards your mouth or your water bottle, there's potential that you could get some chemicals on it and then it could get ingested.
Well,
so
I don't think that people would mistake a full-on metal or plastic water bottle.
The reason that why the rule's there is so that if you're like, quick, right, I need time, you randomly grab your water bottle, you think it's your water bottle. It's not. It's a tube filled with nuclear acid. You're kind of screwed. Because you're kind of...
Yes, but let me give you a better example. Who chews their pen when they're bored occasionally? Put their pens in their mouth and just goes, ugh. I've seen a lot of students do that, okay? If that's been on the desk where chemicals... I know I have. If you put that pen on the desk and there's a chemical that hasn't been cleaned up, that can go in your mouth, okay? Little things like that. Okay. So we just practice in the younger years of not doing that. So when you go into year 7 and above, you are amazing scientists, okay? If I got my way, we'd be in a lab now. Unfortunately, there's no room for us.
And we're back once again with Sebastian. People call him Seb. He's in year 6, 6L. Yeah, we're going to be interviewing him about his programming. So I've heard that you do Scratch, and you're very enthusiastic in ICT.
Mm, yeah.
Like, what inspired you?
So, as I was growing up, I liked to watch a lot of coding videos from people like Griffpatch. If you do Scratch, you'll know who that is. I watched a lot of his coding videos, and as I grew older and, well, better at coding, I kind of just got into it more and started designing games.
So, like, you started to understand, like...
Yeah.
So, I've gone on your account, Scratch mm-hmm. account, and you have, like, kind of Star Wars-themed potato game.
Can
you tell me more about that?
So, yeah, I watched a tutorial for a portion of that because that's sort of a new coding type for me, as I mostly do. Clicking games is I find an easy one that I can produce a lot of quickly. I used a tutorial for that, and I basically it's kind of just asteroids, but as my name is Potato Dev, it's just potatoes, yeah.
All right, and this is probably ICT, but what is your favourite lesson?
ICT.
Yeah, okay. And we have, it's not a question from us. Do you have any questions for me?
Well, I just want to know, what's your favourite lesson, as you asked me?
All right. My favourite lesson... a teacher's already asked me this, but my favourite lesson is either drama or English. One more question, and then we'll go to the next person. Would you be interviewed by us again?
Definitely, without a doubt. I think it's been very fun, and yeah.
BGI, and we are back with our special guest, Professor Eduardo. Professor Eduardo, would you please like to introduce yourself?
Hello there. My name is Professor Eduardo. I'm a professor of science. I come into BGI. Normally, I visit each year group in the junior school, normally once every half term. And I come in and I do some fun science with them. We do a bit of teaching. We have a bit of fun. And I want to get people involved, interested, inspired by the wonderful world of science.
Okay, so we have a couple questions for you. Question one. I've heard that you're a very, very famous scientist in this school. Could you please tell us more about that?
I do not know about famous science. I do not know. I do not like that. I just, as Roy Keane says, I just do my job. I just do my job. I love coming to this school, especially at the new site here with all the amazing facilities. And it is a lot of fun. And seeing all the how the school grows and all it does there, it is wonderful. And I enjoy coming in and inspiring the kiddie winkles to know more about science.
So what kind of experiments do you do then? What?
Well, we have many different experiments. And it is coming up to British Science Week, so it's introducing that. And for that, we're looking at how sometimes we think science is just what you learn, but it's also about what you do and also how important it is to work together in the collaboration between different groups doing different things together. So that is one of the things we're looking at this Friday. Normally in the term time, when I come in, we do, if I tell you one we've done, one of my favorite ones to do, it's so simple. You throw a tennis ball and you catch a tennis ball. It is easy, no? Can you catch a tennis ball?
Yeah.
Easy. Everyone can catch a tennis ball. Well, most people can. but if you close an eye and try and catch a tennis ball, it is very difficult to catch a tennis ball with only one eye, especially if it falls a bit short or if it goes a bit long. It is difficult to judge how far something away is with one eye. So that is something nice to do. And it also explains why I have to pay £100 a couple of years ago to have a new radiator on my car because I hit a rabbit on the way home. I go poof, a rabbit runs out in front of me and splash, I hit the rabbit over. Why did the rabbit not see me coming? Well, its eyes face sideways, so it can only see me with one eye. So it struggles to find out how far I am away. So it did not realize that it just saw the headlights getting bigger. It didn't realize the headlights were getting nearer until it too late. And the poor rabbit did die. And it cost me £100 to fix the car. I said, oh, no. So that is one of my favorite things. It's so simple. Just throw a tennis ball with one eye. It is difficult to catch.
And you're also famous for your identity. Everyone, well, most people know that you're Professor Eduardo.
Yes, indeed.
But there's people that have a suspicion that you're secretly Mr. Little. Tell us more about that.
So some people think I'm his cousin or I'm his twin brother. Some teachers think that. No, I am Professor Eduardo. We look similar. We do look similar. Mm-hmm. You can always tell us apart.
Yeah.
Many different ways. Firstly, I have my lab coat with my name badge. It says Professor Eduardo with my BGI logo, so you know it's me. And I do not wear glasses. And the key thing, Mr. Little, he wears glasses and he doesn't have my lab coat. He has a jacket on normally when I've seen him. The key thing, the difference though between us, how you really tell us apart, I am more handsome. I'm far more handsome than Mr. Little. So I almost get offended when somebody thinks I am not that Mr. Little. I'm Professor Eduardo, Master of Science. I'm much more handsome than Mr. Little. So I have seen a picture. He's got his picture on the board and I have seen him before. Last year, me and him did a video together that's on YouTube, that is on his channel there, because some people thought we were the same person. So we've done a video together. But you know, it is. We do look similar. I cannot get away from that. Mr. Little, he speaks with a funny accent. I think I speak with a perfectly normal accent. So that is another way you can tell us apart.
Okay, we have like two more questions, Arthur. Would you like to see the next question?
Usually we do this at the end, but do you have any questions for us?
I do. My question is, what is your favourite thing about science? What is your favourite thing about science?
My favourite thing about science...
I got it. I think my favourite thing about science is probably how it doesn't really have a limit.
That.
I mean, you can do technically anything. Yeah. As long as you know the science.
Exactly. Yeah. And what do you, how could the science teaching be improved? Because I've seen the teachers here in the junior school and Mrs. Morris and the senior school. I think they're all very good. They're very, very good teachers. I think you're very lucky at BGI. How do you think we could make it even better?
Maybe by being, maybe the children could behave more and like more activities.
Okay, so like more practical work, you think?
Yeah.
Okay, I will pass that on. That is very useful.
And what's your favourite science experiment to do?
My favourite ever, I I do not know I can answer that. I have so many. There are many different experiments I think of when you think of my favorites. But can I give you two?
Yes.
Can I give you two experiments? And the first one is a replication of an experiment done by J.J. Thompson, who invented what is called the plum pudding model of the atom. And we do that with GCSE students. And he proved that electrons, you know electrons? Have you met electrons
before? I've heard of it.
Electrons, he proved they are particles. Mm. But then, 30 years later, his son George, he's a scientist as well, he proved they were waves. And everyone went, hang on a second, your dad told us they were particles. And now you tell us they're waves. What are they? Are they waves? Are they particles? And if we do that with the A-level students, we have an experiment where we show that sometimes things can behave as a particle, like a little blob of matter. Sometimes they can behave like a wave, like a sea wave. So what are they? Are they a particle or are they a wave? This father and son, J.J. Thompson and his son, George Thompson, one proved it was a particle, one proved it was a wave. The truth is, we do not know. Sometimes we can describe them as a particle. Sometimes we describe them as a wave. And that is one of my favorite things to do in year 12, is to do these two different demonstrations and say, what is it? What are these things? The other example is light. Is light a wave? We talk about a wave, but we also talk as a photon, a particle of light. So what is it? Well, the truth is it can behave as either. And we have something called wave-particle duality, where something can behave as a particle and something can behave as a light. And it is confusing. It does not make sense to me and you. And hopefully it doesn't make sense to you because it doesn't explain it doesn't explain sense to anybody.
I thought light waves were a straight line.
Yeah, so they're waves. But actually, at A level, we sometimes talk about light being a particle or a photon. A photon is a particle of light. Thought it very strange. That is one of my favorite things to do. But you asked what's my favorite experiment. Well, I've got to say, actually, another one. Can I have a minute more of your time?
Yeah.
I've got another example I just thought of. The other one is at CERN in Geneva, in Switzerland. And we took the sixth form there last year. And we're going to do it again next year. And we're going to take all 12s and 13s to visit CERN in Geneva, in Switzerland. It's humongous accelerator. It is so big, they do not put it on the land. They dig a tunnel 100 meters under the ground and they build a humongous loop, like a humongous donut that is about 20 miles around, I think. And they fire particles around this ring at super duper fast speeds. I think that is my favorite ever experiment, is what's going on at CERN.
That's just reminded me of a particle accelerator.
Yes, exactly. That is what it is. They accelerate particles. They make them go really, really fast. And then they smash them together and try and catch all the bits that come off.
That's cool.
Yes.
Yeah. So unfortunately, that's all we have time for today.
It has been a pleasure being here with you two lads, Arthur and Angelo. It is lovely meeting you. And I look forward to seeing the rest of the junior school and I back in here another time.
For our next guest on the show, we have none other than our very own host, Angelo.
Yes, hello, everybody.
Now, the reason why we've drawn this podcast is I've heard quite a lot about your extreme talent in art.
Yeah.
So, tell me more on that, please.
So, you might know this because I drew a picture of a horse and gave it to Miss Robson, 6L teacher, none other than my form tutor. And it's not just a horse I've drawn. I've drawn multiple other things like Pennywise from the movie It, Ghostface
Scream.
Scream, there you go. And I've also drawn Kermit the Frog.
Huh. Now, as Kermit the Frog... What got you into drawing and art?
So, a really, really long time when I was like 5 or so, yes, or older. What basically what inspired me was my dad introduced me to a show that I used to watch when he was really, really little.
Yeah.
Dragon Ball. But I only watched a little bit of it.
Well, what's it called again?
Dragon Ball.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I just really liked the animation on it. So I decided to start drawing those kind of things. But then only a couple of months ago, I started getting more advanced to actual human beings.
Yeah. What if, for example, I'm quite interested in drawing and colouring stuff. What tips could you give to any beginners out there listening?
So a tip that I could give is think about your shading more, because most drawings I see of other people, they're good, I can't lie, they're great, but they don't put enough shading. So like they just, it's a 2D drawing, they don't put shading.
Yeah, okay.
But if you want it to be 2D, like a square, a shape, you don't have to put shading on that, obviously. Do you have any more questions for me?
Do you have any questions for...
Yeah. All right. My question is, what did you want to be when you grow up, and what do you want to be when you grow up? So, like, what did you want to be when you were little and compared to now?
Okay. I'm still teeny tiny, but what's that on? I don't really know, to be honest. I'm currently thinking on the lines of either a police officer.
Whoop whoop.
That is Sanders of police.
A teacher. What?
Yeah, a teacher's a good. Teacher. There's loads of stuff out there that people can get
what
into.
What particularly would you like to teach if you were a teacher?
If I was a teacher, ooh, English. English is a very fun subject to teach.
Okay, do you have any other questions or is that it?
No, I think that's it. So
on to the next person.
I work in the junior school and I help teach children and I help out and I help with mental health as well.
Okay, Miss Buddle, we have a couple questions for you. Question one, what was your favourite lesson as a child?
My favourite lesson was DT. We had a mad teacher, first of all. We got to draw and invent loads of things and then make things using those machinery.
Did you use any computers or did you write it on paper to plan it?
I'm quite old, I'm afraid, so we used to write it all on paper.
Okay, we have a couple more questions. Arthur, would you like to see the next one?
Yes. So, you do quite a lot of mental well-being stuff at BGI. What's that about?
Okay, so it's making sure, I'm a firm believer that if children are happy, mm-hmm. then they'll learn. If they're not happy, they won't learn. And that doesn't mean giving them lots of chocolate and roller skates.
Yeah.
It means making sure they're happy in their heads. So mental health-wise, we have a safe space, which is the wellbeing area. So you can go there if you're feeling a bit ropey. You just want to talk to somebody. You just need a bit of time out. You need to express how you're feeling. You've got a problem and you want the problem, help with solving the problem. We do things like clubs, like Wildlife Warriors, just to help children feel confident and feel like they've got the power to change things in school. I think it's very important for children to feel empowered. We do all sorts, really, and we're always open for children suggesting ideas, because obviously we don't know everything, and children know a lot. So it's always good if the children come and make suggestions to us too.
Okay, and what are some lessons that you teach?
I teach a little bit of maths, DT, RE, and PSHE mainly.
But what was your favourite throughout the lessons that you've taught?
DT.
Yes.
We've just finished a project on Anderson shelters and the children have been amazing and made some really beautiful things and have thought a lot about what we've been doing.
Okay, and do you have any questions for us?
Yes. If you could do anything to improve mental health for the children and wellbeing for the children at BGI, what would it be and why?
maybe get like just a chill out spell, just like sofas and you like more good board games and all that. What about you, Arthur?
I think that the well-being area is good, but I'm kind of on the lines of Angelo. If we have a chill out space where you can kind of like a mini library in a way, just a bit more.
Less books.
Yes, less books, and there's because loads of people go to the library.
Yeah.
I've got one last question for you.
Yeah.
In the rather likely event of a zombie apocalypse, which teacher, in your mind, would be trying to save everybody with a cricket bat? And which teacher would be hiding under the stairs?
Okay, I think the one to save everybody is Miss Glennon, because she's full of energy and she's also quite strong and she cares about everybody. So I think that's fine. I think the teachers at BGI, they wouldn't be one that hide under the stairs, because actually I think you'd find they'd all care about the children, and I think they'd all be trying to save the children in their own way, whether it be distracting the aliens or whether it be protecting the children somewhere safe, or even just handing out cups of tea and cookies.
And now, for our special guest, we have none other than Gina.
Hello.
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 Hello. We have a couple questions for you. Question number one, what is the most average thing that you deal with normally at school days?
Well, I deal with a lot of first aid every day. As you probably already know, cuts and bruises and bumps on the head. I deal with a lot of telephone calls, a lot of queries from parents, students, teachers, a lot of phone calls, a lot of queries from everyone, really.
And what do you do for the PTA?
Well, the PTA is a group of teachers and parents who fundraise for the school. And most of the fundraising is done by either the spring ball or the quiz night, summer fair and the winter fair, which all children really love. We also do lots of other little events, and we raise money so that we can purchase things for the children.
Okay, and do you have any questions for us?
Yeah, I'd like to know why you're doing this podcast.
So it started with,
I went to Miss Glennon and I told her, when I grew up, I wanted to do podcasts and radio and all that. And she's like, you don't need a way, you can just do it now, because I can organize something with the speech and drama teacher. And, then I started getting these little microphones and all that, and then getting apps for editing. I have quite a bit of experience from editing. So we started doing this. We've done a couple of podcasts so far. I asked Arthur to come along because I was a little bit shy at the beginning, but we, you know, leveled up, let's just say.
Okay, can I say something?
Yes. Yes.
So I think it's an amazing idea that you're doing this podcast. I think the school should have a radio show, and that you should both be in it.
Welcome to the BGI radio show.
Exactly.
Steve or whatever.
Yeah.
But I think it's such a great idea. I'm really proud of you both. Really proud.
I've got one more question for you, Gina. In the likely a case of a zombie apocalypse, which teacher will protect all of us and which teacher will be kind of scared and hide in somewhere?
I think the most likely teachers probably to protect us would probably, I think, be the PE department. I think they'd all protect us, don't you?
Yeah.
I just punched us.
Fight scene.
I'd like to say, who would be scared?
Yes.
Maybe some of the female teachers would be scared. No. But
well, you can't just pick out.
No, I'm not going to pick out and say names.
Mean.
But I have to say, I'd probably be the front runner. I'd protect you all. I think they'd be scared of me.
Yeah.
next guest, Joshua Michael.
Hello.
He will be interviewed because of his great singing voice. And we have interviewed a female singer, which is Beth Watt. But now we have swapped things around. We are now interviewing Joshua Michael. Arthur, do you want to start us off?
Yeah, so throughout the school and the time that you've been here, how long have you been at the school now, Josh?
About 4 years.
Cool. And so we've been told and we've heard that you have incredible singing talent. Now, tell me more. Have you taken singing lessons? What's up with that?
No, just a bit of natural. To be fair, I don't know where I got it from.
But you are good at singing, no?
Yeah.
Are you excited for the O2 Arena tomorrow?
Of course I am.
Do you like the songs that they chose? Oh.
Yeah, some of them. Like,
how much did I bet you like the song September? And
September is one of my favourite songs from Earth, Wind and Fire.
And we have a couple more questions. Would you like to be? Would you be interviewed by us again?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Okay. Do you have any questions for us?
Why have you made this podcast?
Because you know, I told Miss Clennon that what I wanted to be when I was older, and I said podcasting and radio and all that, and she said, "Oh, you don't need to wait all that time. You can just do it now." So then she organised me with this. I bought the microphones and all that, and then we started doing the podcast.
Do you think you will? Do you think your dreams will go farther in life? Do you think they might just stop?
Yeah, I reckon, Angelo. If he takes this far, then he'll get places.
I'm Beth, and I'm in Year 6.
Okay, Beth, we have a couple questions for you. Arthur, would you like to start us off?
Yeah, so what's your favourite subject here at BGI?
Probably music.
Something connecting to music. We've had this assembly, and you got awarded for doing your grade singing. Can you tell us more about that?
So it was my grade 1 exam. And we do 3 songs, 1 like song without the piano, and then you do an oral test and a sight singing test.
What's an oral test?
So basically they play you 2 pieces of music, the first and the second one's with a change, and you have to tell them whether it's near the start or the end, and whether the change between loud and quiet was suddenly or gradually, which means it's like goes from quiet to loud really quickly, or it goes quiet and then you build it up.
So I have a question for you. Like, one more question. Would you consider being interviewed by us again?
Probably, because it's fun. Yeah. I like doing it.
Very funny scenes.
Yeah.
And do you have any questions for us?
Do you enjoy the music lessons?
Yeah, the music lessons are great. I love it. It's just that he can be a little bit strict on it, but that's okay. Other than that, I love the music lessons. It's just really fun. And now as our special guest, we have Veer Mills. Right, so Veer, we have a couple questions for you. Question 1. So, Veer, I've heard you're famous for your fossil findings. Could you please explain where and why you find fossils?
So, where I find them, I just usually find them on the playground. Since it's not pretty made yet, it's quite dirty. And this school was built millions of years ago under the sea, so lots of fossils have been back. Fossils that are usually under sea, you can now find them. Yeah. And why? At first I found a fossil and I was like, ooh, that's quite cool. And then I started to grow fond of them over the years.
Yeah, I'm quite a good fossil finder too, but I'm not as good as you.
So what kind of
fossils do you find? I mean, on a daily basis, if you were to spend ages looking for these, what would you find?
So there's not a huge variety of them. I would usually find a lot of devil's toenails. They're just shells of prehistoric animals. And I'd also find some belemnites, some shards of the two fossils, and maybe some imprints of ammonites.
And what is your favourite lesson and your favourite teacher?
So my favourite lesson is ICT, because I am just generally good with like technology and stuff.
Yeah.
Sometimes it absolutely hates me, which is normal.
Yeah, well, technology just, it doesn't really...
It doesn't listen.
Yes, yeah, so sometimes it doesn't really work out.
It's like
out,
a little 3-year-old, when you ask it, it just doesn't listen.
Yeah, anyway, yeah. Go on, carry on.
And my favourite teacher is, I think maybe Miss Camino, since she's quite a kind teacher, and I've got to know her quite a lot.
Yeah, for us was like one of the best years.
Yeah, like I was the only person in her class that was actually sensible, since everyone was like,
"So you were." I was sensible too.
Really,
little Nick, you just sat there reading books.
No.
Okay, let's just stop the argument. It's meant to be PG-13. Just leave it here. Right. Right. Okay. One more question for you. Well, two.
Okay.
What's your favourite hobby?
My favourite hobby is probably gaming.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah.
That's
What games do you like to play?
Like to play Minecraft. Thing is, though, since I play on PC, I can heavily mod it, so my computer runs at 3 FPS and it effectively explodes.
Do you play, like, any car games? Because me and Arthur relate to car Forza. Games?
Yeah, I play Forza Horizon 5 occasionally. I play Wreckfest.
Ooh. I love some Wreckfest.
Yeah, that's quite fun. It's the satisfying collision of two cars.
I know, yeah.
And I occasionally play some Burnout Paradise.
Cool. For our special guest, we have Mr. Thomas. Mr. Thomas, would you please like to introduce yourself?
Hello, Angelo. I haven't been called a special guest for a long time, if ever.
Okay.
I appreciate it, Angelo. I may be a nightmare to interview.
Okay, we'll see. So we, for our first question, what is your role here at BGI?
I'm a Year 3 form teacher and head of junior sport.
Okay, Seb, would you like to say the next question?
Seb, how are you doing? What? Good to see you.
Good. You?
Yeah, very well, thank you.
What inspired you to be a sports teacher just a teacher?
What a question. I've always loved sport, and I have had lots of experience of working with children. And I wanted to give back, do some good, and hopefully inspire some children to work hard and enjoy their sport.
Okay, and what did you want to be when you were little? Like a child?
When I was little? Oh, what a question again. I guess I wanted to be some sort of sports star or something to do with music DJ or rapper.
Yeah, okay.
You want to hear some lyrics?
Yeah, sure.
Listen to me, the lyrical G, back to back with the one they call Angelo in the house.
Yes, very good.
Oh, thanks, guys.
Okay, and...
Can you sign me up to a label or not? It's never too late, Angela.
Yeah, okay. So, Seb, would you like to ask the last question?
Yeah, do you have any questions for us, then?
Yes, I do. So how did you get into your podcasting?
One day I went up
went up to Miss Glennon and she asked me, oh, what do you want to be when you're older? And I said, like, podcasting and radio. And then she just said, you don't need to wait, just do it now. And then I brought all the microphones in order and we started doing it.
So what inspired you? Is there a podcast that you listen to?
No, just out of the blue. I just wanted to do it. I thought it was fun.
What about you two guys?
Well, I thought, I saw it happening and I thought, well, wouldn't that be cool?
So, I let him in.
Same with Sam, so. And I watch podcasts sometimes.
Do you, what podcast do you watch?
It's by Robin Ramesh called Parenting Hell.
Oh, I like Ramesh. So you're into your comedy, are you?
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Okay, so unfortunately, that's all we have time
what?
For.
What?
What?
Come on, Anjo.
You could do way more than
come
that.
On, this is like, my minute. This is my minute in the spotlight.
Like 5 minutes.
Well, I don't know what else to ask.
I'm only joking, Angelo. It's been a pleasure to be with you three. Keep up the great work. Keep entertaining.